It's South Florida Arts Beat on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the show, Shelley Berg, Dean of the Frost School of Music at the University of Miami, gives us a preview of Festival Miami. Our calendar today features Jody Horn-Leschinski with enticing Broward County arts events. Now, film critic Dan Hudak, chairman of the Florida Film Critics Circle, has the latest on Fliff.
I understand your dilemma, movie fans. You've been planning a trip to the Bahamas for a while now, but are worried about missing the 27th annual Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival if you go. Well, it's your lucky day. In the end of October, the festival is hosting Fliff on Location, Grand Bahama Island. 4 days of films and activities highlighted by the Career Achievement Award being bestowed upon Breaking Bad actor and Emmy nominee Giancarlo Esposito. The detour to the Bahamas runs concurrently with the main festival, which begins Friday, October 19th, and runs through November 11th. Last year's opening night film was The Artist, which, as we know, went on to win the Academy Award for Best Picture. This year's opening night film is The Sapphires, an Australian film set in 1968 about four young and talented Aboriginal girls who learn about love, friendship, and war when their all-girl group entertains U.S. troops in Vietnam. Other notable films include Dustin Hoffman's directorial debut called Quartet, starring Maggie Smith as a diva who disrupts life at a home for retired opera singers, which is not to be confused with A Late Quartet, a different film that stars Philip Seymour Hoffman, Christopher Walken, and Catherine Keener as members of a famous string quartet that learns one of its members is terminally ill. The centerpiece film this year is called Stuck, a comedy set the morning after a one-night stand that strives to figure out what happened the night before. The closing night film is Silver Linings Playbook, starring Bradley Cooper, Robert De Niro, and Jennifer Lawrence. Written and directed by David O. Russell, the dramedy love story follows a man who loses everything and is determined to reconcile with his wife, but finds a further complication when the girl who offers to help wants something in return. We recently caught up with the president of the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, Gregory Von Hausch, to learn more. Mr. Von Hausch, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat.
Hey, thanks, Dan. It's always great to be on.
Greg, you're closing with the Silver Linings Playbook, which just won the top award at the Toronto International Film Festival. If you would, discuss the role that film festivals play in terms of championing independent films and getting lesser-known films seen by a wider audience.
Yeah, that role has actually evolved. When I first started with the festival, festivals were key ingredients in the marketing of the independent films with Miramax and Lionsgate and all those back then. Then as things started going right to video or on demand or whatever, our role became less important to them. Right now we're getting a resurgence from the independents and the studios alike. And what they really want to do is they want to generate as much word of mouth as they can prior to the opening of the show, turn big box office numbers, and then use that as a catapult into DVD sales and VOD sales. So we're a marketing tool, and we're glad to play that foot soldier role, and we're just thankful that people like Weinstein and Fox Searchlight and Sony Pictures Classic think enough of us to give us some really great films.
It's similar to the way they will do what's called a platform release, meaning mm-hmm. they'll open in just a couple cities, build some word of mouth, and then open wider once the positive buzz comes in. It seems like a similar principle involved, only you get the boost of a core audience of a film festival.
Exactly, and they also, because it's so expensive now to reach a great platform of people, they don't have to pump that money into newspapers where it's really hard to gauge what they're getting because the display space is so expensive, and people just aren't picking up the old newspaper like they used to.
Right. So you're being used, but you're being used in a way that you want to be used.
Right.
And it's good for the festival because you're getting these releases that aren't being seen in many places elsewhere, so you're able to draw a crowd with movies that people can't see anyplace else.
Yeah, think of us like a remora eel attached to a shark, you know, and we're happy to pick up whatever crumbs that they drop to us. But it's a great relationship, and I hope it continues.
Well, speaking of awards, last year, I give you a lot of credit for this. You opened with The Artist, which everybody knows went on to win Best Picture at the Oscars. Does this mean The Sapphires is going to go on to win Best Picture as well?
You know, I don't know. I love The Sapphires. I think it's a hoot. It may not have that calling card that The Artist had with it being such a new concept of a very old idea, Back to the Future, if you will. But it is very reminiscent of the Rocky films where you're pulling for the underdog, and it's very nostalgic in the 60s and Vietnam in the kind of romantic sense. And I think it's a hoot. And Chris O'Dowd is fabulous, so funny, and these girls are just wonderful.
And this is the second year for Fliff on Location. Talk about the benefit for Fliff and the benefit for the locals in the Bahamas.
Okay, well, the Fliff on Location, Grand Bahama Island, is definitely a benefit for us. Our filmmakers love it. We take them over there on the Bahamas Celebration out of West Palm Beach. They have this overnight cruise there with their own cabin, and they get there, and the Bahamians just roll out the red carpet for them, take them all over. And the key benefit for us is kind of a real parochial one for me, because that's exactly during the time of the Fort Lauderdale boat show. So it's a good time to get out of Dodge. We can keep our festival going with films that don't have special guests, because during the boat show, it's like the Super Bowl. It's hard to get hotel rooms. All the rates are jacked up. So I can avoid that whole, you know, train wreck of Fort Lauderdale at that time, take the filmmakers over there, they have a great time, introduce it to new audiences, do international premieres of our films, reach new sponsors, and get a lot of new buzz for the filmmakers, which is really what our chief concern is at the get-go.
And you offer travel arrangements for locals who want to go as well, right?
Right, yeah, there's a whole package. They can go to Bahamas.com/Fliff, and they'll see the whole thing that they can get, where it includes their tickets and parties, excursions, and fun. It's really a neat little 4-day mini fest, and I'm thrilled that we have such great partners over there.
Very cool stuff. I want to talk about some of the films showing in Fort Lauderdale. Local filmmaker Joe Pisciotta has a short film called Exonerated, and I think it's just a fascinating movie. It's 9 minutes, but we're talking about a story based on a true story about a former high school star who has a woman in his life falsely accuse him of rape, and then he's exonerated 10 years later, and it seems like a wallop packed into 9 minutes. Tell us a little bit about your emphasis on local filmmakers and your shorts program.
Yeah, hats off to Joe. That's great. I think he's submitted many films to us, and we've played many of them. But this, I think, is head and shoulders above what he's done in the past, and I'm really proud of him for coming up with it. But we do have a local films that we called Sunshine Celluloid. They'll be played on Saturday, October 27th, all day and all night into the wee morning hours at Cinema Paradiso. And because we had so many, we're bringing back on November 3rd filmmakers outside of South Florida, but still Florida filmmakers showing their films as well. So we really have an emphasis on that. We feel that it's kind of one of our missions. You know, we do get some grant money, and we're here to provide a service to our Florida filmmakers and then give them the opportunity to be seen in front of an audience. And then throughout the year, we also support them through a program we call Local Filmmaker Night, where they can use Cinema Paradiso for free to show their films. And it's a great relationship to have with the local filmmakers.
This year's festival covers Halloween. It covers an election day, which doesn't come around except for every few years. And it covers Veterans Day. And it's very cool. You have something planned for each day. The Bootacular, two political films on election day, and then four film premieres of films honoring military heroes on Veterans Day. It's good. It's good programming on your part.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, the Bootacular has always been fun. I particularly like the early part of it, the non-scary part, which is 5 to 7. It's free for kids, and they can come in their costumes, and we have a pumpkin patch, and the whole staff is in costume, And then we bring them all on stage and have costume contests and scream contests. And it's fun. It's clean. It's fun. There's also a free horse-drawn hay rides around the river that start right at our place. And it's a great way. And that's from 5 to 7 at Cinema Paradiso on Halloween. And then right after it, we go into the adults, and we've got two great films for the adult crowd. And there will be a party after it. One of them is in its world premiere called Dark Amazon. It's kind of like a Blair Witch project that takes place in the Amazon in the wilds. So those will be on Halloween. And then as you mentioned about the election day, this is a fun thing. The night before the election, we're doing two films, one called Party Chasers, all about the Tea Party. I kind of had to give equal time. Everybody thinks I'm always too liberal with my programming. So we have a Tea Party movie, and then that's followed by Grassroots, which is Jason Biggs and Joel David Moore. And what's great is on Election Day, if you come into the Cinema Paradiso with your I Voted sticker, you get to see a great documentary free, and then stick around all night. We'll have election results on the big screen.
Sounds great, Greg. Best of luck with the festival this year.
Thanks, Dan.
The Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival will be held October 19th through November 11th. Screenings and events will be held at Cinema Paradiso, 503 Southeast 6th Street in Fort Lauderdale, the Movie Co. Pompano 18, 10610 West Oakland Park Boulevard in Sunrise, and the Sunrise Civic Center Theater, 2315 North Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. For more information, call 954-525-3456 or go to fliff.com, or starting in early October, check out the Fliff mobile app. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.